I started thinking about this girl that I had kind of a thing for in college, my sophomore year. Mm-hmm. She was a freshman and lived in the other building in my apartment complex. And she was real cool, and me, her, and this other girl hung out a decent amount of time. No, just kicked it, whatever. The other girl was a lesbian, so there's no relationship going on there. You know, but I was thinking, you know, this other girl, hey, that's a definite prospect. Yeah. She was real cool and cute, and she was good all around. But then one day, it seemed like all of a sudden she joined a feminist group on campus and shaved her head. So I was just, it completely repelled me. It was just, that was it.
The feminist group or the shaving of the head?
I'm not sure which was more obnoxious to me, to be honest. Because, well, let me explain. There's no problem with joining a woman's group, right?
Yeah.
But she had joined a group, and I knew the group. I forget, God, what was the name of that group? I can't remember the name of the group now. But I remember specifically, like, their president or one of their officers of that group was in one of my classes and was just ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, have you ever met a ridiculous feminist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have one in my history class. So I kind of want to slap her.
And then, like, they all shave their heads. And I was just like, what'd you do? You know? What'd you do? You ruined you. I just wasn't interested anymore. Just immediately. Is that bad? She shaved her hair.
Well,
she had nice hair, too. And it looked like it smelled good. I never got a chance, but...
It's a little wrong, because, I mean, you knew her, you were friends with her. She didn't have, like, an awesome personality to counteract the bald head.
Well, I was still friends with her, but just subconsciously, I just wrote her off as a potential girlfriend from that point on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think we could have had something, but... And maybe now I'd approach it a little bit differently. This was my sophomore year. This is, like, 5 years ago, you know? So... I like to think maybe I've grown somewhat. No, I probably still wouldn't. I wouldn't, because I'd have to deal with all the... In all honesty, you date a girl who shaves her hair off, you're going to get questions all the time. Like, I had HBO, so people would come over to my house to watch Sopranos. And some of my friends from a different group were saying, you know, like, what was with those lesbians that were there? And I was like, well, there was just one lesbian. The other one's not. She just shaved her head. You know? There's so many questions you have to explain. People are thinking you're dating some radical... You know what I mean? In all honesty. Like, I'm cool with it, but do I really have to... I don't want to have to explain it to everybody
it's
also.
It's just too much work.
Yeah, and frankly, it is less attractive to me. Is that wrong? What do you think?
I don't think it's wrong. I just think it's kind of... I don't know.
Shallow?
Crap. Yeah.
Really?
A little.
But... I don't know. What if you really liked a guy because of his hair, and then he shaved his hair off?
It'll grow back.
Yeah, but it would take a long time for her hair to grow back. You know what I mean?
Was it really long before?
No, it wasn't really long. It was just below her shoulders, I'd say.
Oh.
But that's going to take a decent amount of time to grow that back, right? She's probably just now, 5 years later, got it back to normal. Maybe not that long. But you get my point.
Yeah.